It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 67 of the Podketeer Podcast. I apologize profusely for missing last week's episode and being a couple of days late with this week's episode. I have been working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, a few days even more than 12 hours, and I just literally have not had time to do the show. It's like the old saying goes, life got in the way of podcasting. But I have not pod faded away. This is just a unusual thing, and hopefully will not continue or I'll be dead. I can't work that many hours. I did make it out to the Halloween party there on October the 15th. You know, I've got some stuff I recorded out there, but nothing I think that's that spectacular, and I'd have to build the show around it, and I just do not have time to do that. What I'm going to do, though, is I have the new fireworks show, the audio from it, and that's going to be on the show. The Halloween party was pretty good. I liked it a little better than last year. Now, the difference between this year and last year was last year we went on a Friday, and this year we went on a Monday. Now, there were far fewer people there on a Monday, as you could imagine, and a much higher percentage of people were in costume, and I saw some really great costumes. There was a guy spray-painted. He was obviously a bodybuilder, and he was the Incredible Hulk, and he was spray-painted green, which, well, I wish I had the kind of body where I could just spray-paint myself and go. I mean, I could do that, but I'd look like Buddha. There was a guy dressed like whatever the guy is that does that, the wildest ride in the wilderness. The picture of him that's on the ride, the Thunder Mountain. And this guy obviously was patterning himself after him, an old miner. And he had a huge foam hat and the outfit that he wears. And he looked really cool. There was a family of, maybe 5 or 6 people all dressed like Dalmatians. And I saw they were getting their picture taken with Cruella de Vil, which was kind of cool. There was a little kid dressed like the Incredible Hulk. And it was real cute. He had a mask on and this little bodysuit. And he had the I'm a mad pose down from the Hulk, which was cool. Really cute. The fireworks, I didn't really notice anything different from last year. I'm sure there was probably some little something different, but it was mostly the same as last year. The candy was just about the same as last couple of years. I didn't notice any carrots. They had apple slices, but didn't see any carrots, which are fine with me. Now, I still Still noticed they didn't have any Ghirardelli chocolate, which they had the very first one of these. That was part of the show or part of the giveaway, but not this time or any of the other times, just the first one. Let's see. I didn't make it back to the barbecue area back there this time. You know, if you're going to it and you catch this podcast, make sure you hit the treat trail there that goes inside the Innoventions building, because that's the best one. And we hit it, well, actually, I was by myself by that time. My daughter and her fiancé had already left. But I hit it about 30 minutes, maybe a little less than 30 minutes, about 20 minutes before it closed. And they were giving me like two handfuls of candy. So, hey. So I went from about a third full bag to an overflowing bag just in that one building. There were about eight treats stations or whatever they're called inside there. And some of them, I mean, you stood in line for quite a while. Now this one, you know, since it was towards the end of the day, there wasn't hardly anybody in there. So I definitely made out. Now I wonder what they did with all the leftover candy. Probably a lot of cast members went home with bags of candy. And it was, like I say, it was fun. And I'm going to play the fireworks show for you. I didn't, now before the fireworks show last year, as you may remember if you've been listening to the show for a while, I griped about the fact that they had somebody in overalls crawling around up on top of the castle hooking wiring together. And it definitely took away from the show. Now, this time, I did not see anything like that. And I haven't seen that for a while. So maybe my griping at City Hall did some good. Hopefully, anyway. All right, Podcateers, I'm going to let you have the fireworks show, and I got a little bit more Halloween stuff to play for you, and I hope you enjoy it, and then I'll be back.
This is Halloween! Ah! Wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you'll see. It's our world of Halloween. Oh, this is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkin can scream in the dead of night.
Oh, this is Halloween. Everybody make us a trick or treat till the next one.
Time of year, isn't it?
And I have just the spell to put us all in the mood.
The Lucas of Ruga Cup, winds of the Caspian Sea. The Princess Lasitis, Max Laryngitis, the Voce to me. Now sing.
Sing! Sing!
It's for fortunate souls. Talking about.
When Mr. Oogie Boogie says, let's cuddle close at hand, you better pay attention now, cause I'm the Boogie Man.
Podcasters, I hope you enjoyed the fireworks audio. It's not, of course, as good as actually seeing it. If you want to see it, you can see the high-definition footage of it on YouTube. I noticed several people had uploaded that. So if the audio file wasn't enough for you, then take a look on there. And you can see the, as I said, the high definition footage of the fireworks show. All right, now next up is a little bit of music from the Disney Cavalcade. Now they've kind of mixed this up couple of years with different music, but this was probably my favorite one. So And also, I apologize for whatever background noise you pick up, including a truck that just went by, because I'm having to record this whole thing on my way home from work, so it won't affect the audio from the other things there, because they were not recorded on my way home from work, but this audio is, so I apologize for that. And here now is some music from 1 year's Disneyland Halloween Cavalcade, which is their name for the parade. So here we go with that.
Time of year to say boo to you as they proudly present the not so scary Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade.
Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Spooks come out for a swinging way. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in a daft disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Climbs high over the dead oak tree.
Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek
and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
But when you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
two weird ghosts gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Well, Podcatchers, I hope you enjoyed that music, and I hope you enjoyed the rest of the show. My apologies again for the lateness of the show and the absence of the show last week, and I will do my best to make sure that doesn't happen again. I do not know if I am going to have to work Sunday. If I have to work Sunday, it may impact the show again, but I will definitely have something out here as soon as possible. So please bear with me. This is not going to last forever, as I said, or else it'll kill me, and then you won't have the show at all. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Alrighty, so hey, y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney weekend. If I ever get any time off of work, I'll see you at the park.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Podcatcher is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons or Disney characters without satirical purpose or the act of reviewing a product or reporting on an event is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcatcher, please email us at podcatcher@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.